And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There's much about the COVID-19 pandemic that is unprecedented, and in many areas, elected leaders are of necessity doing their best to fashion policies and respond to crises on the fly. One area in which we do have a roadmap for action, however, is in keeping state governments solvent and functioning. As a growing chorus of economists have reminded us of late, cuts to state spending worsened the Great Recession in the years following 2008. Layoffs, hiring freezes, and furloughs of state employees had negative ripple effects throughout the economy. It's for this reason that sustained and plentiful federal assistance to state governments will be essential in the months ahead. At a time of profound economic crisis and record unemployment, the last thing states need to be doing is firing teachers, highway workers, and public safety officers and cutting already overtaxed public structures and services. Let's hope President Trump and Senate Leader Mitch McConnell, who have thus far opposed such aid and said states will have to fend for themselves, wake up and examine the facts before it's too late. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.